And I think Josh Kennedy's part of Nat Fife's Flyers. He joins us. G'day, Josh.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. You've been in town for a few days now, preparing with the boys. How's it all been?
Yeah, good fun. Good fun, guys. Mixing with all the lads. Just got in late Wednesday night. Had a bit of a kick around yesterday. Dinner last night and ready to go. Looking forward to it.
I think that's one of the things that I'm most interested in is that the players have come together and you're spending time with players from other clubs, which used to happen regularly for us. Fortunately, from a state of origin point of view, it doesn't anymore. Is there anything that you've done in the last day or two where you look at and you go, gee, I mean, I would have known that had I not got the time to spend with these players?
I'm not sure about not knowing, but it has been good fun. I've really enjoyed even the last 48 hours, and looking forward to tonight and celebrating with the guys afterwards should be fun too. But it's something that, yeah, as you said, you don't get the opportunity to do very often, if ever. And I'm glad that I put my hand up.
Hey, Josh, what did you get up to last night? Because I believe all the players are staying in the one hotel. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you all do as a group last night?
Last night we sort of had dinner split up into our separate teams, and all the teams had dinner down at Crown. As I said, in the separate teams, and then caught up afterwards after dinner and chewed the fat, and that was it.
Describe the leadership. Nat Fife is your leader. Describe him as a leader.
Yep.
What do you reckon of him?
Oh, it's pretty hard after a pretty light training session and dinner last night to describe him as a leader. But look, he's certainly got the support of all his team, and it, you know, not an easy gig, I'd imagine, trotting out and trying to take a few of us through a training session yesterday and get us going tonight, but he's certainly doing a good job.
You had a WhatsApp group going, didn't you? Wasn't that how you established your game plan?
That's right. There was certainly a bit more talk of it last night, which how we're going to go about it tonight. A few guys putting their hands up for the Gatorade game changer players, and so it should be interesting to see how it plays out. As I said, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
What sort of tactics do you think we're going to see employed tonight? What styles of play are they going to differ much from team to team?
Potentially. You know, I'm a believer in playing to the name's sake, so I'm hoping to get Fifey and maybe Haynes, who obviously took the mark of the year last year, up forward and just getting in there and letting them go to work. I'm sure the Deadlies have made it known they've got no one over 6 foot, so they'll be wanting to keep the ball on the deck.
We're very interested in the fashion of the AFLX teams, and Tim reckons MJ Bale had one group. I see in the paper today that Meyer were dressing Trav and Jack Revolt. What are you boys rolling with?
Yeah, I think the boys are a lot more anxious. There's been more talk about that than the game. So there's a few boys pretty anxious, and I think a few guys have gone all out, which is good. It'll be a bit of everything. I'm not too sure. There's been no, we're certainly not in team uniform. It's been every man for himself at the Flyers.
I think Nat Fife will be, I mean, he'll set a very high bar.
I think he will. So I think, hopefully I can just tuck it behind him and go unrecognised. But, it'll be good fun to see what the boys come up with.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having a look at all that. What about the more important business for you, the Swannies? Three co-captains this year. We spoke to Johnny. He said that you wanted to know the reasoning behind that when that was announced. That all sits comfortably with you now?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been working really well so far. I mean, obviously we're not in the real thick of it at the moment, but it's just been great to be able to bounce ideas, share the workload with those two guys, and they've really stepped up, and I'm really excited to see what the season can hold for us.
Well, you're excited. Johnny, we sat down with Johnny last week. He came on the program, and then we had breakfast with him, and he seemed genuinely excited about the potential of the young group that you've got there assembled at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's I think in the last 2 years we debuted six players in 2017 and not far off last year as well. And the impact that they've been able to have has been great. So hopefully we can get another lift out of those boys and they can keep contributing. But it's an exciting time for the footy club.
And what sort of goal setting? I mean, for a side who've been so successful over a long period of time, how do you go about setting what's an acceptable standard and result for you guys this year?
I think it's less about the result and more about the standard. So it's just the way you train, the way we play, the way we want to play. Make sure you set the standard there, and hopefully the result then takes care of itself. You know, that's the way that it's always been since I've been coming through, and hopefully will be when I leave. But just about setting the standards with the way we want to play and the way we want to train and approach each week.
And as we let you go, Joshy, we had someone here that text through who purports to be a teammate or a former teammate, and he said, can you ask him how his feathers are going?
who was that? Who's
no name. No name attached, just the number.
No, I can't accept the no name.
No, I can give you a phone number, but he didn't leave his name. That's all.
Very good.
All right,
very
mate. Good. Hey, nice to talk to you. Good luck tonight. We'll have a look. Hopefully you have a lot of fun and then you can get down to the very serious business of getting those Swannies back up into that top four.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good.